6-1, USA. Appreciation for listening to Family Radio, we have designed a nice bookmark that we would like to send to you free of charge. Please send us your name and address, and we'll put it in the mail promptly. Our email address is international@familyradio.com. If you're a DXer, we'll send you our new QSL card.
Heard around the world via internet at familyradio.com.
time for treasure from the Bible. And the title, Maria's Red Recipe.
Hi, boys and girls, and welcome to Church from the Bible. I'm Maria, and in today's program, I'm Nathan Brooks, and we're learning about the name and form of the Bible with Mom and Dan, as we learn something new from the Bible. Jacob, oh no, my fancy. We really got out of our tube. Jacob, the map is going to be over. I don't know what to do. Do you think you can follow the bed rest in the raisin bed?
I know how to do it. Don't worry, Maria.
No, Jacob, the snow all over the city. The bed isn't right. You luckily touched the water.
Yes, I dumped it right in.
I gotta get the door, and everything's not ready yet. Everyone.
Hi, Maria.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Let me
make
breakfast. I'm starved. I thought you could help make dinner, Maria.
Hi, hey.
Hi,
Tiny.
Hi, hey. I smell flatbread. Say, Mr. Gunther, you don't mind if I join you for dinner and ask a Bible question or two?
Well, if you don't mind flatbread, Tiny, it'd be nice to have you as our guest for dinner. But I have to warn you that we don't have a whole room.
Good. Got any more of this roast beef and flatbread? My stomach's still growling.
I still work on and figured out how to get the rest of us. I'm hungry too.
Esther, Tiny has a Bible question. I need to do something else.
What's that, Esther? I have an ear infection. I can't hear much of anything. Well, Mr. Gunther, here's my question. What's the meaning of the manna in the furniture of Solomon's temple? I was looking at Hebrews 9, verse 4. We found the golden scepter and the ark of the covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna and Aaron's rod that budded and the table of the covenant.
Actually, Tiny, I've been thinking about Solomon's temple, too. I do know one thing. Temple is a picture of the kingdom of God.
Yeah, that's right, Mr. Gunther.
Hey, who are the elect?
I've learned that the elect are God's chosen people, Nehemiah.
What is manna?
That's what the people of Israel wanted to know. They didn't know what it was, so they called it manna. You know anything else about manna, Mr. Gunther?
Well, it's used 5 times in the New Testament, and about 12 times in the Old Testament, Tiny. In one of the verses in the New Testament, God talks about hidden manna in Revelation 2:17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, that
I remember reading about the manna in John 6.
Well, that's a good place to start, Jacob. Tiny, could you read that scripture for us?
Give me a moment to turn to it. John 6 and what verse?
Let's start with John 6, 30 to 31. They said therefore unto him, what sign showest thou then that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Let's go around the room and everyone can read the verse. I'll tell you when to stop, and as we go along, we'll see if we can find other scriptures to help us understand this passage.
Okay, John 6:32 says, Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. John 6:33, For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth bread unto the world.
Let's see here. John chapter 6, verse 34 says, Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread.
John 6:35-36, And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you, that he also hath seen me, and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out.
I'll take verses 38-39. For I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, and of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. Tiny, can you read from verse 40 to 45a, please?
Sure. And this is the will of him that sent me. And everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. The Jews then murmured at him, because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it, then, that he saith, I came down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophet, and they shall be all part of God. Mr. Gunther, where does it say in the prophet that they shall all be part of God?
Well, in Hebrews 8:10-13 and Hebrews 9:1-4, we find a clue, Tiny. It says there, For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their minds and write them in their hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. In that he saith a new covenant, he hath made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. Then verily the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service in the glorious sanctuary. For there was a tabernacle made, the first, wherein was the candlestick, and the table, and showbread, which is called the sanctuary. Now to the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, which has a golden center, and the ark of the covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna, and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant.
There we are, right where we started from, Mr. Gunther. That's awesome. We are right back at the manna that was in the temple furniture. That reminds me of the verse I read in Ezekiel about the new heart that God gives us when he saves us. Mind if I read it, Mr. Gunther?
Go right ahead, Tiny.
Ezekiel 36:26. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. I will take away the stony heart of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh.
Thanks for that great